Perhaps some experience have the material energy. Earth, fire, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego. Because in the material world, everyone's body is composed of these elements. Within the material body is this spirit soul, but we cannot see it with the material eyes. When we see a body full of spiritual energy, it is very difficult for us to understand how the spiritual energy can have body. It is said that Lord Shiva's body is completely spiritual. Therefore, for a materialistic person, it is very difficult to understand. For a materialistic person, the completely spiritual body is inconceivable. We have to accept the version of Vedas when our experimental perceptions can understand a subject. As said in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara, Paramakrishna, Sachidananda, Vigraha, the Supreme Lord has a body with form, but that body is not composed of material element. It is made of spiritual bliss, eternity, and living force. But the inconceivable energy of the Supreme Lord, God, the Lord, can appear before us in His original spiritual body. And because we have no experience with the spiritual body, we are sometimes bewildered and see the form of the Lord as a material. The Mayavadi philosophers are completely unable to conceive of a spiritual body. They say that the spirit is always impersonal, and whenever they see something personal, they take it for granted that it is material. Bhagavad Gita 9:11 said, param bhavam janando mam bhuta maheshwaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. Unintelligent people think that the Supreme Lord accepts body composed of the material energy. We can easily understand the material body, but we cannot understand the spiritual body. Therefore, Vishwada says, Idam Sariyam Madhuribhyam. In the spiritual world, everyone has a spiritual body. There is no conception of material existence there. In the spiritual world, there is only service and the receiving of service. There is only Sevya, Seva, and Sevaka. The person serves the process of service and servant. These three items are completely spiritual, and therefore the spiritual world is called absolute. There is no tinge of material contamination there. Being completely transcendental to the material conception, Lord Vishnu states that his heart is composed of dharma. Dharma is explained in Bhagavad Gita 18:66. Sarva-dharmam parityajyamamitam saranam raja. In the spiritual world, every divinity is surrendered to the Supreme Lord and is completely on the spiritual platform. Although they are servitors and serve and service, all are spiritual and variegated. At the present moment, due to our material conceptions, everything is dhrityabhya, inconceivable. Being supreme, the Lord is called Vishava, the best. In terms of the Vedic language, Nitya Nityanam, we are also spiritual, but we are subordinate. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is the foremost living entity. The word Vishava means the chief or the supreme, and indicates the supreme being or Lord Himself. I was supposed to be class last minute. Yes, yes. So this is the description of the Supreme Person of the Godhead, Rishabha, who is best of the best, and the supreme, and indicates the supreme being or God Himself. That is the conclusion of this. So the Supreme Person of the Godhead is the source of everything. Aham sarvasya kalaho buddha salam paramtate iti matta vadante maha buddha-bhavasana buddha-bhava. Those intelligences, they who serve that Supreme Person of the Godhead. because from him everything emanates. Material and spiritual, all the emanations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's very much explained here in by Prabhupada that sometimes the living entities, not sometimes, all times, those who are materially engrossed in material entities, the living entities, they derive the Supreme Lord as in me, as ordinary. That's why Prabhupada quotes this verse, Avadhananti Imam Mudha. Mudha means fools. They derive me when he comes to this world. They think he's one of us. Prabhupada explains sometimes that when a king goes to the prison to see other prisoners or to see the managerial affairs, so sometimes people think he's become one of the prisoners. So similarly, when Krishna comes here, it's not that he becomes one of us. He is supreme no matter where he is. In fact, like I said, the whole spiritual world is his creation. Everything is spiritual. But it's very difficult for us to understand that. Because we, Prabhupada time and time said in this whole world, that we have the material body. With the material body, it's very difficult to understand something spiritual. Because material things can understand material things. Material, you cannot understand spiritual things. That's why you have to have spiritual senses, spiritual eyes, spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, to be able to derive spiritual concepts. So, Rishabhadeva, he is the best, the Supreme Lord. How can we understand the Supreme Lord? We can understand. This is why one needs to understand first of all who we are in relation to the Supreme before we can understand anything. Even material things, we have to understand where is the material things are coming from. We didn't create, even though it's material, we didn't create the material objects of the material creation. That's why first of all I said all the spiritual and material comes from Krishna. We create material things. But we're not the ultimate creator. This body, for example, its body is a material entity, or you can say living entity. But what is that thing that makes the thing move? Matter and dead matter and consciousness. Okay? So, my hand, I can move it and do things with it and pick up things. What is that thing that's making the hand move? The body itself is actually dead matter. Jara is material, completely material objects, material senses. But what is that thing? That thing is consciousness. That consciousness is living consciousness. Like a plant. Plant is also moving. If you can around near a plant or not, you see the plant is growing. They have videos of that. So, what is that thing that's making things move? That consciousness. So, that consciousness is because of the presence of the soul within the dead matter. The dead body cannot swim. Right? Once the soul is gone, what is dead? It goes down and sinks into the sea, into the water. But similarly, material body is only active because of the presence of the soul. Soul is the supreme conscious. Krishna is the supreme conscious and he's sitting in every one of our heart. There's two persons sitting in the body, soul and super soul. Atma and Paramatma. So on our own, we are not able to do anything, even though we think we are the doer. What makes us do is material nature. Three modes of material nature. प्रकृति क्रियमाणानि गुणाय कारणानि सन्तोषा द प्रकृति द थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर they are making us work. But Krishna says the three modes of material nature are working under my direction. The body is like a Dantarurani Maya, Krishna says, is like a machine. To make the machine move, even someone, a person can make the machine move, a conscious person. Machine itself doesn't have the capacity to move itself. So the body is actually a dead matter always. Always is dead. From the time you're born, the body is dead. Dead, dead body. It's only moving because, like I said, there's a soul inside. Otherwise, you can make a doll. Why is it not moving? The soul is not there. So, before we are born, it is mentioned they make sculptures of all the people, dog, cat, animals, monkey, snake, fish. They make sculptures. And the soul enters that. It's mentioned they make a body of a dog, a sculpture of a dog, and then they said, you bark. Then you go, then when you are good at barking, then you take the body. The soul enters that body of a dog, and then you become a dog. The dog will move because the soul goes with dog's body. So sometimes people say, who created God? They say, there are people say, who created God? Well, I want to ask God, who created you? First you need to meet him. Then you can ask him. The whole idea of the process of Bhakti Yoga is to find the truth, the actual truth, the Bhagwan, the God. Then when you see him, then you can have a discussion with him directly. But to see him, we have to go through a process. We can't just come to a conclusion and create a God. That's not your business. First find out who you are. Isn't it? Who's your parents? Sometimes in India, as your children, they say, come on, Bob, come on, man. Like, who do they ask you? Who's your father? Who's your mother? He said, I'm sorry, I don't know. You can't say like that. Everybody wants to know. So you first need to know who your parents are and your relation with your parents before you can jump to any conclusion. Who God is, where he came from. That's a long subject. So it starts with your own self. Find out who you are. So Bhagavad Gita teaches that. The three sections of Bhagavad Gita. The ultimate section is to know the goal, the supreme goal. Beginning of the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita is to know yourself. Self-realization. Middle six chapters. The process and the goal. The goal is to know who God is. It doesn't say, bang, you find him just because you asked for it, I give it to you. It's not like that at all. You have to be qualified to know God. I just like if somebody is very important, you know, you can't just meet him. You have to go through a system. Make an appointment, isn't it? And then, if they're busy, they'll tell you when he's free. That's an ordinary case. In the case of Supreme Lord, there's a system. So, we have to not jump to conclusion that to know who God is, we have to go through a system. That system is Bhakti Yoga, Guru Parampara, system of Guru. But you can say, if he and all exists. First of all, they need to know many things. If God must be there, then if He is there, then He exists. And first of all, to convince ourselves and to convince others, then we have to go by step by step to find out the truth. Okay, how to find it? But before that, they say, oh, I don't think he exists. That's the first thing. Then to convince the people, sometime Srila Prabhupada, when he used to go on a morning walk, and he would talk with other devotees, like somebody would to be imitated as an atheist, and someone would be a devotee. And they would say, I don't believe in God. So he had to convince him. So first of all, if you haven't seen something, how can you prove that it exists? I know this guru, they used to make us this kind of argument. I said, I don't know. So the thing is, if something that exists that I can't see, how you can prove that to me, that he actually exists? Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna 5,000 years ago. And how do I know that he's sitting? There's no record. There's no videos. They didn't have those things. Right? So, how can you prove that? But how? Okay, tell me. How do I argue that? Prove to me that this is all true, or I won't waste my time. How could you tell that this Radha Krishna, those other followers here, how could you tell them they just are not idol? People will tell you this. That's why they are not temple, they just to have to convince. How do you convince them? This world is like that. It's two types of people, Sura and Asura, demons and devotees. So how do you, but sometimes we think they are demons, but they may be they're not. They just don't know. So we have to explain to them with philosophy. In India, if you want to say something to people, they say, hey, where does it say? Which scriptures? They believe. That's what they mention scriptures. Here, they don't even believe the scripture. So how do you convince? That's why it's a different technique to preach to the Westerners, the Indians. Indian people, they know, hey, Bhagavan, hey. I don't know where one is there. They believe. Then it's very easy to preach. But for those who don't know, it's very difficult to preach. So that's why you have to know the technique. So, you tell me. Convince me I'm an atheist. I'm not an atheist, that's why I'm sitting here. Opposing to you. Prabhupada is challenging you, he's convincing you. And it's very difficult to convince Prabhupada because he's expert at everything.
Yeah, I remember there's this Maharaj
His name was Sarvabhauma. He was a scientist before. And so he came to Vrindavan Gurukul when I was in school. So then he came in the classroom and we had a class with him. So he was challenging us to convince what is consciousness. And everyone is saying different things. I didn't have any idea. I knew someone was saying consciousness is something that moves. I said, oh, Krishna. He said, I don't want to hear that answer. Because you have to be able to convince someone by a practical way. So, if the first thing you said, something, some people say, oh, seeing is believing. You said, I can't see. Doesn't mean it exists. But a lot of people say, seeing is believing. Let me show me, then I can, then they exist. So the thing is, I have hair, but I can't see the hair. It's on my head. Eyebrows, it's right there, I can't see it. There's air, I can't feel it, but I can't see it. I have grandfather, I didn't mention it. Doesn't mean it exists. It probably exists. So, this beyond the wall, I can't see. There's no street. But I can't see. So you have to ask someone who already knows. Prabhupada says that if your hands are tied, how can you untie someone's hand with your hands are tied? So Prabhupada claims further, materialistic people, they cannot understand spiritual things because they have that knowledge. So you have to untie their hands. So the idea is, with the mature solution can only solve a mature solution, another mature solution. But if you want to go beyond that, spiritual things, then mature solution cannot scratch this. You have to do a lot of research. You may know it, you should go around mature solution. But spiritual solution can find also mature solution because Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam. Everything is in spiritual concepts. So when you know spiritual, the Prabhupada says here, $1,000, $100, you don't have to worry about $100 or $10 because it's already in it. So when you know Krishna consciousness, material things is already encompassed in it. It's complete. So people say, seeing and believing, there are no options. Because many things can't see. Isn't it? So the idea is that when Krishna, God comes to this world, it's not that He's coming for a reason. So He also, like Jesus, He did some miracle. You know, like great fish and did all the some miracles. And Krishna Himself, everything He did was a miracle. He lifted the goat and healed, killed all the demons. Showed the universal form. He was doing this to show that he is God. Because there are people who didn't believe him. That's what he had to show. This is what he said, no problem. We have a Leela. We know this is a Leela. But he was doing it to convince the atheist. And even so, Duryodhana didn't believe him. But that's Pandava, they all believe him. Of course. So, when Krishna comes here, He is doing all this leela to attract the ignorant conditioned souls to His Lord, to come to Him. Those who are totally ignorant, they are not good. They need the mercy of the Guru. They not they can find Krishna, even though Krishna is in front of them. So sometimes there are, how do you say, some people they have, they're very smart. How do you say, scholarly. They get the degree for free. What's that? Honorary. Yeah. Like somebody very, very smart, they already know everything. Yeah. Somehow, they have this karma. So, in our case, we didn't have that. We need the mercy of Guru. Guru's mercy we can know. So even though it's right here, Krishna is here. We cannot understand him. We have to know, we can know Krishna by the mercy of the Guru. Guru Sagar Sastra. There's three things. Swarupa mentioned in service. Served. So when you do the service, it's not ordinary service. There is a meaning to that. Like Seva. I used to think Seva means eating. When I joined Hare Krishna, Seva means service. Not serve yourself, but to serve others. They say, and these Ramakrishna used to say, serving the human being is serving God. But we say Jiva Daya. Also, serving the human being. Jiva Daya. Have mercy on them. Doesn't mean serve them as, because Mayavadi, they say serve them because they're God. This Jiva, the living entities are God, so you're serving them. Serve them with me. Doesn't mean that. Service means, in our case, engaging in religious service. That is service. So when you're cleaning the toilet, or ashram, cleaning the floor, and doing puja, this is not service. Actually, or you're cleaning the toilet, so you're a sudra. It is sudra. But when you're doing for Krishna, so the brahmacharis and others, if you take shower, as you come to the temple, so it's actually devotional service. So when you serve the jivadara, it means have mercy on them by engaging them in Krishna service. So in that way, the service is transcendental, is absolute. So you are serving me, and you are thinking, oh, this Prabhu is advancing what I am serving. He is thinking, by serving the advanced body, you're blessed. So he is actually serving you because he is making you spiritual. So you see the transcendental side of it? So he's not thinking, you serve me because I'm so advanced. He's not thinking that. He's thinking, that Prabhu is thinking, please let me serve you. He's thinking, and that Prabhu will serve, he's also thinking, Krishna is so kind that he's engaging in serving me, and Krishna is so kind that I'm allowed to take this shalom, this mercy of Krishna. So there is this transcendental revelation and exchanges of service. So it is mutual. So the person being served, like Guru is thinking, I'm the my Guru, and this is by his mercy, I'm accepting this service on behalf of you. So it is absolute. You have to understand all of this in Krishna consciousness through knowledge. Otherwise, we will not understand the root of everything. So we are actually serving Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, those who serve the demigods, the demigods, they are serving me directly. There's a verse that says that. They serve the demigod, they're less intelligent because they don't understand that demigod, they cannot do anything independently from Krishna. But Krishna says, but still, they serve the demigod, but they actually serve me in everything. They serve me Maya, serve anything. So if we, out of knowledge, we cannot say, I'm serving. I like Maya, so I like serving Maya. And because it's ultimately Krishna's service. That is ignorant. That is knowing it drinking poison. Somebody doesn't know that, that's different. Suppose I like this, it's not Krishna conscious, but ultimately it's Krishna will get that. He's serving him. So understand, everything you to understand clearly what we do. Otherwise, it becomes karmically involved. So when you see Krishna's position, it's like that. Just like if you are a proper object, for example, if you are sleeping, and it's already 10 o'clock in the morning, and you're still sleeping, and the room is very dark, you're thinking, oh, it's still midnight. But then when you open the curtain and you see, it's 10 o'clock. I should have gone up much earlier. So we are ignorant. The sun is giving the light of knowledge. We need to wake up to that knowledge. The spiritual master is giving us the knowledge, but we remain in ignorance. Who Krishna is, who God is, this is worship of the deity. Archana Padati, worship of the deity, is a process. He appeared in that form. And he said, that's something he liked. How the deities walk, Shakti Gopal. He walked from Vrindavan to somewhere else, Orissa, Ravana. He walked. That deity is still standing there. So Krishna, he enters that form. And there's a system for that. So they always need to believe in it. You have to believe, that's another thing. I don't believe in that. That's why I don't know. You have to be able to believe it. Also, not, so it's not always seeing and believe. You have to believe through shraddha, faith. Just like you, it's not easy to light a fire. Do you ever try to light a fire out of nothing? With a small match, you light a big fire, and there's no root, there's no dry leaves, there's no leafy wood. Very difficult. They have to do so many things. Previously they could light a fire or a mantra because they are very powerful people. But, so, when you light a fire, first of all you see smoke. And you go into your face and you get choked up with the smoke. That's the first sign of the faith. That means light is going to come very soon. Small piece of fire, and then it gets bigger. So, association of devotees, hearing Krishna Kanta is the beginning stage. And gradually it should be fine. Gradually. It's in the beginning, wow. And then as you hear, it reveals itself. And knowledge reveals itself. Gradually. It's a gradual process. Depending on your sincerity. If you come here every day for years and years and taking big plates of prasadam and being here, but not knowing anything. Don't worry, as long as you come here, you have that, you will get the blessing. But you may be here for many years. That's why we are not only just here, we need to understand that the Prabhupada time and time says studying the books. We have to know. So on Ketana Krishna, through hearing you can know Krishna, not by seeing. When you see, you think, what is this? When you hear, you know the description of that thing. So everything depends on hearing. So some people say, I don't really, don't worry. Take a child, step, come and sit in Bhagavad class, hear Krishna, hear from the devotee. In our teaching, become humble. Then the knowledge reveals itself. Krishna is sitting in our heart and he reveals that knowledge to us. It's not, so you see the different approach. It's not that you demand it and Krishna has to appear. Here, Bhartaka, what is that called? Bhartaka Pavashaka Guru. You in the street, you see books. And people don't know anything about God. You are his guru, first guru. Because you are using Krishna to me. Gradually you read the books and you come to the temple and gradually then you get initiation. So first you are his guru, you are giving him the direction. We go in Hare Ram. People say, wow, Hare Krishna, that was Hare Krishna. They appreciate it. They've been blessed by that. By appreciating Krishna. In Hong Kong with Hare Ram, we had a small basket with flowers, so the Mataji is very glad. And in this very beautiful basket with laddus, and we make the halwa very dry and put coconut on it. And give it to people in our Hare Ram. Nobody says no, because in our Hare Ram is good for food. It's something we should eat. And here we have a packet with a label on it, a general label. If you eat something, oh, it's not clean. But in India, you throw them somebody's back there with it. Because they believe the Shakti, the Shakti, the Sanjiki. But he had the back there. That's not. So, if people appreciate, wow, thank you. That little bit of appreciation that opens they're blessed. By, so my point is, by blessing of the sadhu, by blessing of Krishna, blessing the guru, you can know him. It's not that. So this is why it's not people's fault. We have become expert at preaching. If you're not expert, we can also put people off by saying the wrong thing. So preaching requires expertise. That's why we probably lose. Learn how to preach. Go around and attract people to come to the temple. This is the base. I personally never like to have my own ego. I don't want to talk around. I never do that. I see Rana Prabhupada, I see the temple ladies, the presiding meeting, Swami Prabhupada. I see that as my deity. I go home, this is sweet, take a shower, come home, come back here, temple. The temple is real. Temple is the main presiding deity. Somebody wants to worship deity, that's what I think. But we have to see the base. This is the base. The army, they have a base. And where they fly the plane, bring all the things, tanks. They have the base. So this is the base, the temple. Here we are giving knowledge. This temple, I remember in Mayapur, they want to turn Mayapur into a hospital. A long time ago, when the communists, they went, because they said, this is, you're using some of the land and so many buildings. We can use this place for feeding the hungry and make room for poor people to stay here. Now, you thought you were doing nothing, you just standing here, it produces nothing, you're wasting your time. The person of this Bengali communist, and they said, the Ramakrishna used to say, why are you watching Tulsi? What do you get from it? Eggplant. Worship eggplant. Eat eggplant. Then it's more productive. Said stuff like that. So we said, Prabhupada said, yeah, it's already a hospital. Because here we are treating you from, we're working on from ignorance. Your disease, your condition of life. We are giving spiritual knowledge. This is already a hospital. Spiritual hospital. And they have nothing to say. Prabhupada, you know, so, we are conditioned to think, I am this body. So when we see Krishna, when we see spiritual things, we cannot understand because we are so conditioned to be ignorance for many of the lifetime. We are doomed in ignorance, in the dark, in ignorance. So if you come out of this ignorance, then you can see the light. Any questions? Makes sense what I said? So there's a lot of things. So the Prabhupada gave that.